Lesson 1, Segment 8, The Observer Home Play. So let's do the exercise together. I'm going to lead you in it from top to bottom, so just enjoy it and follow my voice. Sit quietly and relax your body. Just look around and observe your physical environment through your eyes. See it in as much detail as you can. As clearly and as vividly, in as much detail as possible. Take a few moments to do this. Now close your eyes and listen to my voice and breathe in slowly. And as you inhale, just recall this physical environment with a vivid visual awareness as you can. Just try and recall what you saw in as much detail as you're able. What did you see? Then exhale, and as you do, ask yourself, who is aware and who is looking at this in my mind? Who is that one who looks? With your eyes still closed, become aware of what you hear. Listen to the sounds around you. Listen carefully to all sounds that reach your hearing. Now I invite you to become aware of the silence. There's a sound in itself between sounds. Now take a couple deep breaths, and as you exhale, slowly ask yourself, who is aware within me? Who is listening? Who is in the silence? Now, still with your eyes closed, imagine that you are drawing a circle with paint on a wall. Look at the circle and just become aware of its qualities. Take a deep breath, and as you exhale, ask yourself, who is looking? Who is aware of the circle? Now just let the circle fade away, and breathing slowly, stay with the awareness of yourself as the one who is aware. Really experience connecting to your observer. I am the one who hears. I am the one who looks. Who is that that looks through my eyes? Get a clear sense if possible of this experience. Now try to get as clear a sense as possible for what it's like to be your higher self. And allow yourself to become aware of the permanence of this self with a capital S. Its stability, its permanence, its agelessness, its timelessness. And just allow yourself to explore and experience the observer as the reliable, consistent, and stable state of awareness that's always there. No matter what else changes, this stable observer is always unchanging, and so it remains. It's always available as a source of stability, clarity and neutrality in the midst of change. Who is the one in me that looks? Who is the one in me that observes? The observer is your go-to capacity for clear perception and perspective. With the awareness of being in and looking through the eyes of your unchanging self, now turn your attention to your physical body. Bring your attention to your hands. Notice the sensations. Do they change? Are they different now than they were a few moments ago? Consider that they may be different again in a few moments from now. Conditions may change, but yourself with a capital S does not change. Now, focus once again on the awareness of being yourself, the one who observes and is aware, the one with the capital S. The observer. From that position, as the watching, witnessing observer self, the unchanging self, become aware of your feelings. The observer is a component in mindfulness, the most important. Your feelings are ephemeral, impermanent, and also are changing all the time. Even the depth with which you may feel might change, but yourself, with a capital S, observing all of this, does not change. Who am I that notices my feelings? Who observes the feelings? And just tune in again and allow the observer self with a capital S to connect again and adjust your awareness to become aware of your thoughts. Just notice how your thoughts change with great rapidity, jumping around. They move and chatter. Yourself, with a capital S, your true nature does not change. Just imagine that you are looking at your thoughts as if they are leaves on a river. Don't try to change them. Don't try to do anything except look at them. Perhaps you'll see words or concepts or maybe you'll hear them. There's a part of you that observes this dispassionately and neutrally. This is the observer. And open your eyes. It's really important to practice this exercise on a daily basis as a form of meditation to enhance your experience of the observer. With practice, you'll eventually realize that if you're observing your mind, you are not your mind. It's really fascinating. It takes a bit to get into at first, but once you get the hang of it, you'll be amazed. And this is your home play for week one. Do this daily until it clicks, and the more you practice it, the easier it becomes to know it personally and to work with Envision yourself when you need to quickly gain objectivity and look at situations with a new and broader perspective. But now you'll also be ready to work with question one of Envision, where am I? If you're enthusiastic and want to try this before lesson two, feel free to find a study buddy on your Facebook page and do it, on our Facebook page, I mean, and do it together. You should learn to do this as well just for yourself alone. Simply follow this instruction. I'm going to give you an example. When I feel sad, or when I feel this feeling, so I'm going to use the word sad as an example. Where am I if this were a place that I inhabited? What would a place like that look like? In my case, I'll say, when I feel sad, I'm inhabiting I'm inhabiting a foggy bog, like in old England, and I can't find my way, and everything is wet when I look at it. But the more I look at it, I'm seeing myself as separate from it. So you try it. When I feel this, whatever emotion it is, where am I if this were a place I inhabited? Tune into the observer. Observe what your mind sees or knows. Pay attention to the difference of being identified with the feeling and looking at the place representing the feeling. It's a subtle shift, but it gets you right away into the seat of the observer, looking at a place, and will introduce you to the first most important question of the Envision process itself. Have some fun. This is it's a big week. It's dense this week, but it gets a lot more fun as we go.